Hey, face in the face. Mara wanted to answer the fact that Ravasi said that a cotton 6 years old can be also with the hair of his mother, but by Shloka we find that what's called a cotton at Tzarek Limo is the most 5 years old. So Rabbi Yeshua Bereit Rav Yehi gave the Teretz that the 6 year old is not talking where the mother isn't, the child is included in the mother's Eruv, but rather where the mother made an Eruv for the child and the father made a different Eruv, that he goes after the mother's Eruv. But in Achinami, a 6 year old is not included in the mother's Eruv according to that. Now the Gemara Sakasha, Mesthe. Cotton should sorically emo. Yotze Beirim Ad Ben Sheish says that a cotton who still needs the mother is Yotze with the mother's Eruv till 6 years old. That means from birth till six. So here you can't say it's talking where the mother made an Eruv for the child and the father made an Eruv for the child, because a child 1 or 2 years old doesn't need an Eruv B'chlav. So you have to say it means that he's included in the Eruv of the mother. And here it's Mashma till six. Tiyufta Rav Yeshua Baravidi, Tiyufta. So this price is a kasha, is a tiyufta to Rav Yeshua Baridi, who said that a 6 year old is not included in the mother's Eruv. Leimatavi Tiyufta Ravasi. Let's say this is a kasha Ravasi, because it says only till six. Mashma six not. Omer lecha Ravasi, ad v'ad bichlal. No, in a chanami. Ad sheish means including sheish. Leima tava tiyufta d'Rabiyanei v'Reish Lakish. Rabiyanei and Reish Lakish, they say that by sukkah, a katan atzorech l'imo is only 4 or 5 years old. And here it says six. Omer says, lo kasha. When the father is also around, then the child doesn't need the mother if it's older than five. But if the father is not around, then the child still needs the mother till six. Rashi, Meisle, Ad Ben Sheish, Ha'alekala Meimar, B'Sheira V'Alav Zelakan, V'Zelakan. Here you can't say it's talking where the father and mother made an Eruv, and it goes after the mother's Eruv. To Ad Ktadi, because it says Ad Sheish, means everything, D'mashma Ben Shana, Ben Shtayin V'Shalosh, Ad Ben Sheish. It means all children till six. And all children till six, for sure, don't have to have an Eruv from the mother or father. Yotze Be'erudimu, V'chihechi de Ben Shana, Ben Shtayim below Zikui Eruv Gomar, just like a 1 or 2 year old, it's not talking where the mother made an Eruv specifically for the child, but it's included in the Eruv of the mother, right? Ben Talu Ben Hei Nami below Eruv Olav Gomar, it's talking where they didn't make an Eruv specifically. The Chinami Amri Had below Ad Bechlal Avitiyuf to Rabbi Yeshua. Even if you say that it's talking not including six, up to six is still a kasher of Yeshua. The Torah to Ben Hay, Tzarek Lisko is low, right? That even a 5 year old, the mother has to be Mazaka. You see from here, it's not true. Lema Tav Tilter Vasi, the Halad, the Load, the Chlau Mashma, till six means not including six. It's a kasher of Vasi. The Umar Afil Ben Sheish, because Ravasi says even including six. Mura says no. He would learn the price, Ad Viad Bechlau. That includes six. Lema tavit yuftet Rabbi Yanai, Reish Lakish, because they say that only 4 and 5 year old is included in katna tzorech limo by sukkah. The mefarshi gabi sukkah bar arba b'chamisha korilei ein tzorech limo. V'hachet tani yotze beheiruv imo. V'tani leil, the katan shein tzorech limo, eino yotze beheiruv. Here it's mashma that through 6 years old, he's considered tzarich limo, and therefore he's not chayiv in sukkah. Where he says, no, what do he see with Abu Masa? That chinik nichnas biyotzimo. If the father's around, and the kid is somewhat around the father, lo correlate tzarich limo. He doesn't need the mother so much. Midentalet ulamala, from 4 and on. Upraisa, but lesser, lavu abamasa. And the price of it says till 6 is talking where the father is not around. From the Yeshua Lamotzlishri, the Chorad, why is it a kashan of Yeshua Baridi? Why is this a tiyufta? Why do we say that Rabbi Yeshua Baridi also makes a difference between them when the father is around and the father is not around? Because if Yeshua and Levi held this difference between if the father was around or not, when we asked the Kasha before on Ravasi, right? And here it's Mashma 6, and here it's only Mashma 4 and 5, why did Rabbi Yeshua Baridi have to give his answer that it's talking where the mother was Maharif? Why didn't you say Ravasi holds that's talking where the father is not around, then till 6, when the father is around only 4 and 5? Since he didn't give that answer, that he doesn't hold up this difference. And the Machlokas Rishonim, the Maisa, how we paskin. It would seem, according to the end of the Gemara, that 6 years old is only if the father is not around. The father's around, then only till 4 and 5. But that's what seems the Maskon of the Gemara. But the Rambam and the Rif don't hold this difference. And they hold that when Ravasi said that it's ad v'ad v'chlau, you don't have to make this difference anymore of father around or father not around. And according to Ravasi, till 6, even if the father's around, the child is considered tzarich li'imo, and therefore, what's it called, even till 6, he's yotze with the mother's eruv. Okay.
Also with Rabbi Sukkah.
The Rosh holds that like that. What?
Also with Rabbi Sukkah.
According to Ravasi, yeah. Okay. Let's go on. Tala Rabbana. Ma'ariv Adam al Yedei Beno Ubito. Ma'ariv Adam al Yedei Beno Ubito Aktanim. A person can make an Eruv automatically for his children who are Aktanim. Ali they have to be shivchasu aknanim for his eved knani or shivcha knanis ben l'daitam ben shalolodaitam, because his hand is their hand, they're just an extension of him, and therefore whatever he does helps for them automatically. The some hold that it means that the father can be mezak and erev for his small children or whatever older than 6. Without what's it called, without their das. But he has to be mazak and eruv, right? If the child is young enough that he's still tzorich li'imo, then he doesn't have to have 2 suitors for them at all. But if they're older than that, they're still ketanim, he has to set aside 2 suitors for them, be mazaka to them, but what's it called, not midaita. Okay? And the Chazon Ish holds that he doesn't have to mizak anything. It's whatever he does for him helps for them. That's what it means, al yedei. But avol heino ma'ariv lo al yedei avdov shivchaso ifrim v'lo al yedei beno pito agdol. He can't make an eruv automatically either, according to the Mishnah Berurah. He can't be mizaket to them without their das, or according to the Chazon Ish, his eruv doesn't help for them automatically. Here, you need, even if you're mezakeh, you have to have their das. Tanya idach, lo yerav adam al yedei beno bito agdolim, v'al yedei avdo v'shivchaso ha'ivrim, v'lo al yedei ishto alamitaito. Right? So another price says the same thing. You can't make an eruv for your older adult children, or your eved ivri, or shivcha ivriya, right, or your wife, only midaiton. Ava ma'arifu al yidei avdo v'shivchasu aknanin, v'al yidei b'no bitu aknanin, ben midaiton ben shalom midaiton, lifnei shiyodon ki yodo. Because they're an extension of him, so he can make an eruv for them, even without their das. The kulon shiirvu, the eruv aleihem rabban, yotzim b'shal rabban, and all of them, if they made an eruv themselves, the shivcha kananis, the older children, made an eruv for themselves, the younger children, and the father, or the rav, made an eruv to another direction, then they're yotze with the rav's eruv, and not with their own. Chutz min ha'isha, v'nei she'chol ha'limchos, except for the wife. The wife, if she made an eruv to a different direction, then her eruv takes effect, not the husband's. Mara says, Maishna, what's the difference between a wife and older children and a shifcha or Eved Ivri? The Chora, if they make their Eruv, they're individuals. What the father or what the Adam did is irrelevant to them. They are on their own. They're not included automatically in the father or the Adam. Marabba, Isha v'chol t'tomila, doesn't only mean Isha. It means Isha and even anyone similar to her, adult children, and Eved Ivri, but not Eved Kanani or minor children. Tzirashi, Al Yodam b'shvila. Al Yodam means for them. The Eruv Rabban Aleihem, Ruach Acheres. And the Rav made an Eruv to a different direction. He wants them to go with him the next day. They want to go someplace else. So Isha Maishna may have an Ivri or Benobi to Akdolim. Why only if an Isha made an Eruv to the other direction is her Eruv effective and not her husband's for her? Why is that different than adult children and an Eved Ivri? They also are on their own. So when it says in the Chanami, it means Isha and anybody similar to her. Omar Mar. It says a woman can go against what her husband wants for her. Her husband wants an Eruv to one side, she wants the Eruv to the other side, so her Eruv takes effect. And therefore, if the husband made an Eruv without her knowledge, it doesn't take effect, because she's not included automatically in him, and ain't zachen lo, ain't chavin lo, and elamidaito. Here it's not a clear schus, because maybe she doesn't want to lose the extra area on the other side of where they made the Eruv. Time of the machi, it's mashma from here, that only if the woman protests, she doesn't want it, that it doesn't help. Mashma, she doesn't protest, but it wasn't done midaita, he didn't ask her consent to begin with, that it is good. Hostama, nafka b'dabayu, even shalomi daita. As long as she didn't protest it, the Eruv helps. Right? Haktani Reisha Elamidaito. Either Reisha says she has to agree, not just that she doesn't have to protest. My love Damrihin, isn't Midaito mean that she said yes? Where it says, lo, my Elamidaito Dishtiko. Midaito means that she didn't protest. She kept quiet. She didn't say one way or the other. Then the husband can make an eruv for his wife as long as she didn't say no. Because we assume that she'll want to do what the husband wants. Right? But that mishalomi taita means where she said no. Mora says, the kul and shiirvu, the eruv alein rabba, yotzi mishal rabba, ustamhu, right? Uktani chutz min ha'isha, the lomnafki. The Chorin says, all of them, that if the Rav made an Eruv, they're Yotze with his Eruv, except for an Isha, and we said anybody similar to the Isha. Mashma, that unless she agreed, doesn't help. Because here we're talking, Lachora, where she didn't say no. Just like the case of the other ones, where the Rav made the Eruv, it's not Mashma if they said no, it's a stop. Or Marava, Kinen Shiirvu, in Luchamichu Yigol Mizeh. Now, since Benachan is talking only when she's Moche, but if the Rav made an Eruv, and they made an Eruv, and they're Ketanim, the father's Eruv or the Rav of an Eved Kenani, his Eruv takes effect. But if the husband or the father of adult children made an Eruv, and they made a different Eruv, even if they didn't say we don't want the father's Eruv or the husband's Eruv, by making a different Eruv, that's tantamount to saying that. So therefore it's called Mochim. Rashi. If she kept quiet and she didn't make an Eruv to the another side, then she's included in the husband's Eruv. But the Gemara says, but if she did make an Eruv to the other side, that's as if she told us she doesn't want what the husband did. Okay. Anything over here? Kama Hushiro. Mazen Shte Sudos the Kolechotechot. For an Eruve Tchumin, you need the amount of food that would be sufficient for two meals for each person who's included in this Eruv. In other words, you have 10 people, you need 20 Sudas. Mashenkin by Ruve Chatzeros, once you have two Sudas, which is 18 Grokris, it helps for a million people. Up till then, you need a grokris per person. But once you have 18 grokris in, it helps for a million people. So Muslim Shtei Sudas helps for as many people as possible. Shaila is, what's the difference? So some say it's the idea that Eruvei Chatzeros is more calm than Eruvei Tchumin. Eruvei Tchumin has an asmachta, and Eruvei Chatzeros doesn't. That is what's called the Elyal Yezuta. The Mihiri says they were mekel be'eruvei chatzeros, because it's hard not to exist without an eruvei chatzeros. They were matur even shlo l'dvar mitzvah, but eruvei tchumim is only mutur l'dvar mitzvah. You see, they were more machmer. They were machmer by the amount of food you need. Also, the Taz says that by eruvei chatzeros, everybody is shaykh to the yisur of everybody else. I'm Osir because of you. You're Osir because of me. So therefore, we have a connection to each other. Therefore, two Sudas for everybody is enough. By Ruvei Tchumim, my matter to walk the extra and yours is not to want each other. So we're all individuals. We need two Sudas separate. The, what's it called? The Lavush says that... Somebody said, I remember now, that there's a difference. By Eruvei Chatzeros, the whole idea is that they should all be one. If they're all one, two Sudas for all of them should help. By Ruvei Tchumim, they have nothing to do with each other. Therefore, each one needs separate Sudas. Mezono l'chol v'lo l'shabbos divrei Meir. And these two Sudos are two weekday Sudas and not Shabbos Sudas. Because Rav Meir holds that Shabbos Sudas are bigger than weekday Sudas. And it goes according to the average Suda that a person eats on the weekday. Two of them. And it's each person... is l'chora separate, according to Ramey. Rabbi Yehuda omer l'shavs l'chol. Rabbi Yehuda also agrees. Goes according to what a person's average suda is on Shabbos. Not on the weekday. The zev zem is gavim l'hakel. And both of them are mekel, according to their svara. Meaning, Ramey holds that a person eats less during the week in a specific meal than he eats on Shabbos. Shabbos he eats more, because he eats tastier, sweeter foods. So eat more food on Shabbos, and Chol eat less. And Rabbi Yehuda holds just the opposite. Person eats less on Shabbos in every meal, since he eats three meals, he eats less per meal on Shabbos than he eats during the week, where he only eats two meals. That's the story. The Zeh, that's how Rashi learns. The Zeh, okay. Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka Omer. Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka says no. There is a shear. There's a measure. It doesn't depend on a person's average meal either Shabbos or during the week, there's a shir. Mitikr bepulyin, midalat shin beseva. When you can buy a kicker with a punyin, when they're selling four saw with a sella, the Gemara will explain exactly how much that comes out to, that one kicker is two sudos. So, a half a kicker is a suda. A half a kicker, in other words, what you can buy with half a punyin is a suda, and two of them, what you can buy with one punyin, when they're selling, a kicker, the punyin, is two sudos. Reb Shimon Omer, shtei yodos lekicker, misholosh lekav. 2/3 of the kicker is is the shear. The Gemara will discuss how exactly it works out. A half of that shear is the shear that a person becomes, his clothing become tame in a bayis hamenuka. So you will say what that means. The chachi chetcha, and a quarter of it with tzolos agdia. That if you eat that amount of tame food, it makes you tame, not, that you're not allowed to eat truma. Dirashi. Neskavim lohakil, Rav Meir Sovar, b'Shabbos ochel in yishtvei. Rav Meir holds that a person eats more on Shabbos. So you make the cheshbin with a weekday meal, which is less. Mishum to bosim tashile, because the food is better on Shabbos. Like the Gemara says, in Shabbos, that there's an extra added ingredient called Shabbos. Shabbos makes the food better. V'hamri inshi, rad chol b'sim oshchia. When the food is more tasty, you can eat more. From Yehuda Sover, given to B'Shabbos, so it shalosh sudos, ain't ochel harbi b'chol suda. And from Yehuda holds, no. Since you eat three meals on Shabbos, you eat less per meal on Shabbos than you would eat during the week. Others hold different pshat in this. The Rabbeinu Chananel says that on Shabbos you normally eat, drink wine. And when you drink wine, you can eat more food with the wine. Or, the other svara is that on Shabbos you eat more meat and fish. So you eat less bread. We're talking about the amount of bread that goes for two meals. Not stam the amount of food altogether. So when do you eat more bread? When you drink more wine? Or less bread because you eat more other foods? The Rambam says, on Shabbos you eat more, according to the one who holds Rav Meir, who says you eat more on Shabbos, is because you have a lot more food to eat with the bread. You have dips to eat. Right? Because the Rambam was a Sephardi. So you used to have all these salads on the table to eat with the bread. And the Rabbi Yehuda Mistama, and the other ones were Ashkenazim, they didn't have all these dips. So they didn't eat more bread because of the dips. And or eat less on Shabbos because you have more wine. And you eat less bread and drink more wine. Kikar alakuach min anachnum betunyan, kishinim korim arba soin besela. Hashdashol kataitach. Now, remember the beginning of the Gemara thinks the Mishnah means the following. Chatzi kav, which is a half a kav, which is two sudos. In other words, one suda is a quarter of a kav, two sudos is half a kav. Ketzat, how does it work out? There are six mo's in a dinner, and a mo is two punyin. Nimz a dinner, yud beis punyin. A dinner is 12 punyin. Nimz a sela, memches punyin. So if a dinner is 12 punyin, there are four dinner in a sela. So don't get confused between the dinner and the sudas. Okay, we're talking about the Aramaic dinner. So there are four dinner in a sela. 4 times 12 is 48 punyin. There's 48 punyin in a sela. And a saw is 6 kabin. For dalet saw is 24 kabin. So 24 kabin, okay, in a, what's it called? And when you're selling 4 saw to a seller, that means you're selling 24 kav to a seller. A seller, we said, is 48 punyin. Hari memches chatzoi kabin. It comes out, there are 48 half kabin in a seller, because there are 24 whole kabin. chachi kaf a punyan. So each punyan is a half a kaf. That means two sudas is half a kaf, one suda is a quarter of a kaf. Okay. Reb Shimon memayit mishir. Reb Shimon says it's smaller than a quarter of a kaf, two a half a kaf for two meals. V'omer teisha sudos ish l'kaf. He holds there are nine sudas in a kaf. So therefore, one suda is not a quarter of a kaf. One suda would be a ninth of a kaf. And two sudas would be two ninths of a kaf. The day le'eruv, the beis yodo shel kikr, shel gimel kikris l'kaf. Right? They have three kikr to a kaf. Two-thirds of a kikr will be enough. Which is basically nimtzes kikr ashlema shlishis a kav. One kikr is a third of a kav. Ubeish yidoseo, and two-thirds of a third is two sudas, which is two-ninths. Two-ninths of a kav would be two sudas. Because each suda is one-ninth of a kav. So according to Reb Shimon, we think now that each suda is a ninth of a kav, and according to who's the other man? The Omer, Rav Yochanan ben Bruka, right? A quarter of a kav is two sudas, not what's it called two nights. Okay. Chetzel of Eish Hamenuka, Stamari, Bachi Gomer, Chatzi Kikr Hashleima, a half of this kikr. Okay. Shishiuru Bozairuv, which we use to figure out the Eruv, this kicker that you can buy, what's it called, with a punyan, when they're selling for sin to a seller, okay? Bein Lamar, right? So a half of that is how much is Metame Begodim, the Beis HaMenuga, Metame Begodim, Anichnas Tomi Miyad. If a person walks into a Beis HaMenuga, he becomes Tomi immediately. Person who walks into a house that has a nega, that's tame with tzoras, becomes tame immediately. But he doesn't have to take his clothing to the mikvah if he's wearing them. His clothing don't become tame from him. They become tame from the house if he's wearing them. Only if he stays in the house enough time to eat a meal. Yichsev ha'ochel b'bayis yichabes es begodav. U'makminin lo v'toras kohanim l'shoa k'dei suda. It's talking not what you actually ate, but if you stayed in the house long enough to eat a meal. Yavo pishlo achal. V'chatzi kikr zu hu k'dei achila. One kikr is two sudas. So half a kikr is one suda. Afogadlo Reb Shimon, leading Eruv, have the kikr gimel sudas, even though going to Reb Shimon, a kikr is three sudas, right? So one third of a kikr would be a suda. Hosamu to Bashir or Eruv, niskavnu kun lahakim. That's only by Eruv where they're makum, to consider a suda one third of a kikr. Of a sheer suda, but a real sheer suda, not lakula, kimlu v'rabanan hachi. That a half a kikr is a suda, not lahakim. Ubohin and shiisha bechdei achilas chatzi kikr zu. The hu pras. That's called achilas pras. Achilas pras is half a kikr of a kikr that's sold with a punyan when you buy for sin with a seller, which is basically a half a kav. Okay. The kule tamuda al shem shishiur beprusa kolomer bechatzi kikr. A half a kikr, which is a quarter of a kav, is the shear of a normal suda. According to Reb Shimon, by Eruv they were making. But a normal suda for halachas deraisa is half a kikr, and which is what's it called, a quarter of a kav.
Why is it makel to make it more?
What?
Why is it called makel to make
no, it makel is to make it less amount to eat.
But why do we say by Eruv it's more? It's
no, it's
big.
Not
it's more than half.
It's not more than half. According to Reb Shimon, it's a third of a kikr for one suda. Two-thirds of a kikr for two sudas. L'tzoz agviyah, ahochel ahochel t'meim kechatzi pras, right? If you ate half a pras, that is an eighth of a kicker. Okay? Then your pasul blitnif zitzlug viyoso milecho betruma. Then your body becomes tome that you're not allowed to eat truma. Okay, this is not, Tosis says, the same halacha that we learned in Shabbos of what's it called, of ochel, ochlin tmeim, or shosa mashkim tmeim, that you become tame. This is a different gzera. This gzera was that if you ate a chatzi pras, a quarter of a pras of food that's tame, you weren't allowed to eat truma, but you could touch truma. The gzera of Yud Ches Dover was if you ate a certain kadeya of what has to be more than a kadeya of tame food, then you became tame and you could be pasul. You became what's it called, a sheni, and you could make a shlishi. You could pasul truma. This was an earlier example. You don't pasul the truma, but you're not allowed to eat truma. Mitrabonani, they ain't ochel matame other. Ochel can't be matame a person. Rabbanan Gozer, Shehochlo Yitzel Betruma, Achi Yitbo. And the Rabbanan makes Zera that a person who ate Tomei food, the amount of a quarter of a pras, is not his pasul's Truma, can't eat it. Shavu Vio, what Rashi means. Could be Rashi disagrees with Tosis, and all said, even this Zera was that you pasul the Truma. And then the Chorah was the same thing as Yud Ches Dover. Kinamino Peribasra de Yuma, this halach of tumas gviya is only a dinder rabbanim. The kama mazon shtei sudos, according to Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir, how much is the average suit of an average person, Shabbos or weekday? Om Rabbi Yehuda marav, tarte rifta ikraisa, two loaves of bread of an ikker of the what's it called, the farmers. Right, they knew that that was the size loaf that the farmers ate. That was the shear. Ravada barav omer tarti rifta nar papaisa. Two loaves that they used to eat in nar papaisa. Omer le Rav Yosef, the Rav Yosef bere de Rava. Rav Yosef said to Rav Yosef bere de Rava, avuch keman, what did Rava, Rabba, bere de Rava, what did your father Rabba hold? Svorli krudneir, Sforalei, what's it called? Kaman Sforalei? Gravmeir, he held like Gravmeir. That what's it called? That the amount that a person eats on chol is less than Shabbos, and the shear is Achilles chol. An anonomic Gravmeir Sforalei. I also hold like Gravmeir. Dik Rav Yehuda, Kasha, Chod Amri Inchi, Rav Chol Abisim Ashchiach. Because if according to Rav Yehuda, that a person eats less on Shabbos, it's schwer what people say that when the food's more tasty, you eat more of it. And Shabbos, the food is more tasty. And I didn't see anywhere, but the Chorah, how do you know the food's more tasty? Because the Gemara says that Shabbos is that extra ingredient that makes it more tasty. Rashi, Kamala of Meir of Yehuda Kaboy, is asking, according to Meir of Yehuda, how much is the amount of either Achilas Chol or Achilas Shabbos, according to either one. Rifti Kraisa, Shinosino, Ikorim, Mohem, Lesoda, Ikorim, Anige Shvarim. Ikorim are farmers who follow the ox for the plow. So they used to take bread into the field, and there was a known loaf, size loaf that they would take. Nahar Papaisu Moko, Nahar Papa. There was the river of Papa. The people in that place had also a certain amount of bread that was a yadua shir. Avuch keman, mehanech tanoi shira le beir of Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Meir. Does your father, Rabba, did he hell like Rabbi Meir of Yehuda? The kailu and the eruv, the chol adam kedei mazono, the bol ishar biasmo, the ezer yishar v'shabbos abachol. Right, by eruv, Rashi says, the halacha is that each person is his shir of two sudas. The question is, do you figure out what he normally eats the weekday, like what's it called, or Rabbi Meir, or Shabbos, like Rabbi Yehuda? Dig Rabbi Yehuda, Kashili, Ode amrin an inchi ravcha le besima shriya. Kolomar mahayim misratim the thanos mokum the dover amosik. Something that's more tasty. Right? You could eat more of. Okay. Rabbi Yochanan ben Bruka omer tano krovim divreim li oshovim. And they're very close. The shir of Rabbi Yochanan ben Bruka and Rabbi Shimon are very close. There's not that much difference between them. Samara says, me tell me, they're very different. Rabbi Yochanan, arba sudas le kav. According to Rabbi Yochanan, there's only four sudas to a kav, because two sudas is half a kav. So four sudas is a kav. Rabbi Shimon holds that 2/9 of a kav is two sudas. That means a ninth is one suda. That means there's 9 sudas in a kav. So between 4 and 9 is a big difference. Teisha sudas le kav. You made the cheshbon different. It's not that when you buy 4 shein for a seller and you sell a kav for a punyan, when you sell a kicker for a punyan, you don't get a kav, because you don't buy wholesale and sell it for the same price you bought it. Right? The guy who sells it has to make a profit. So he's not going to sell a kav for a punyan, right? Or, half a kav for a punyan, right? He's going to sell less than that for a punyan, so he can make a profit. So how much does the baker make a profit? A third. If that's the case, what's it called? It's not going to be a kav for two sudas. It's going to be, what's it called? And then, each suda is half a kav, each two sudas is half a kav, and four sudas is what's it called, is a kav? No. It's going to be less than half a kav that you're going to sell for a punyan, right? A third less. The mela, you're going to get 6 meals out of a kav, right? A third more than 4. 2 more, which is a third of what's it called, milabar. Okay. So you're going to get 6 meals. Samara says, still, what's it called, going to come out, difference between 6 and 9 is also significant. So what do you mean they're very close? Elegated Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda said a different cheshbon. In another place, Rav Chisda said that the chenvani has to make half profit. Half more. So it comes out that it's not 6 sudas to what's it called? You're not selling a half a kav for a punyan. You're selling now much less for a punyan. So it comes out to be a quarter of a kav per punyan. Half of that. How many sudas then for? Therefore, if a quarter of a kav is 2 sudas, so a whole kav is 8 sudas. So Reb Shimon holds 9 sudas. And Reb Yochanan Baruka holds 8 sudas. That's close enough. 8, 9 is very close. Bakati lamar teisha lamar tine. Still it doesn't come out exact. It's 9 and 8. Hanu tekomor ukrovim divrem lioshovim. It's close. Kasha Reb Chisda. Chisda Reb Chisda is Kasha. Here he said the chenvani takes half profit. And here he says he takes a third profit. So which is it? Lo kasha. Hodiko yoy balabayas tzivi. Hodlo yoy balabayas tzivi. It depends if the balabayas provides the baker with wood to bake it, then he only takes a third profit. If he doesn't, if he provides the wood, then he takes a full half profit. Rashi. Say mehem shlish lechet boni. Rabbi Yochanan ben Bruka lo hisker chatzi kav shishir lecha. Rabbi Yochanan ben Bruka never mentioned half a kav to a punyan. He just said the amount of a kicker that you'll get with a punyan when they're selling wholesale for saw to a seller. Right? Ela the kicker ala kuach marachem vani bepunyan. Varachem vani mishtakar b'chatzi kav shalokel bepunyan shlish. The chenvani's not going to sell you a kicker that's half a kav and make no profit. He's going to sell you less than half a kav so he can make a third. Mocher Beishli Sheikhatzikav, he's going to sell you 2/3 of a half a calf for a punya. The punya. V'hanash Leishli Sheikh, Ashmin Rav Yochanan, Nika Sheikhsina, Sudas. 2/3 of a half a calf is 2 Sudas. Harim Bechatzikav, Shalas Sudas. Comes out, half a calf is 3 Sudas, whole calf is 6. According to Rav Shimon, it's 9. See the 8 Sigmafos. If the customer provides the fuel, then he only takes 1/3. If the baker provides the fuel, if the baker has to supply the fuel, then he takes a full half as profit, half more.